Assuming your posture with the spine, neck and head in one line. Body very still, relaxed. Watch the breath as it's flowing in and out. Two things are pointed out about myself as the awareful being, as conscious awareness. One is that as conscious awareness, I'm the same, I'm unchanging. Same awareness all the time, not a different awareness. Second thing is that I'm the observer, the subject, Sakshi. Not the observed. Always I'm the observer. Observer and unchanging. Taking these two points, we take a few moments and observe the panchakoshas, the five sheaths. Take a few moments, observe the annamaya, annamaya kosha, the physical body. You observe, think about the body, changing all the time. I observe it, I'm aware of the body. So I, the awareful being, am not the body. Take a few moments and see. I'm aware, constant. Body, sensations constantly changing, and it's constantly changing. I'm aware of the body, so I'm the awareness, the body is what I'm observing. I'm perceiver, body is perceived. So I, the conscious awareness, cannot be the body as the body is perceived and the body is changing. My pranamaya kosha, the energy sheath, some of the time I'm more fatigued, some of the time more vibrant, full of energy. Hunger, thirst, heat, cold are felt here also. Their levels are changing. by the conscious awareness am constant, but the pranamaya kosha fluctuates. I can observe level of energy that I have, more energy, more tired, more balanced energy, more irregular, erratic energy sometimes, rajasic. So I can observe my pranamaya kosha. So I cannot be the pranamaya kosha, I the conscious awareness. We observe the manomaya kosha, manomaya kosha changes very, very rapidly. Thoughts coming and going all the time. I'm aware that thoughts come and go. I'm aware when the mind becomes quiet, fewer thoughts or no thoughts for some time. So I can observe the thoughts, I see they change, therefore myself, the conscious awareness, cannot be the manomaya kosha. I'm not the thoughts or the emotions. The Vijnanamaya kosha also changes. Some of the time, I can think very clearly, remember clearly, analyze clearly. Some of the time, not as well. I recollect my deep sleep. My intellect was not there. So some of the time present, some of the time not. Change. The Vijnanamaya kosha is making distinctions. I'm making a distinction left and right. I can observe there's a distinction being made between left and right. Inside, outside, distinction. I can observe this distinction is being made. I'm the sakshi, awareness, observing the distinction. I, the conscious awareness, am not the viveka shakti, the vijnanamaya kosha, distinguishing faculty. Then I look at the Anandamaya Kosha, bliss sheath. I experience joy, happiness. In some cases, I feel a little bit joy, some more joy, some great abundance of joy. Some cases I don't experience the joy. I experience joy means I observe the joy. I am aware of the joy. That is an experience. The level of the joy changes. Also, the deep sleep, pure avidya, pure ignorance. Also, I drop four koshas, only Anandamaya is left. That's why it feels so good to be in deep sleep. Ananda. I experience the deep sleep. I experience the blankness. I am not the blankness, nor the joy. I'm the witnessing awareness, not the Anandamaya Kosha. So either witnessing awareness, being constant, unchanging, being the subject, the witness, cannot be the physical body, Annamaya Kosha, cannot be Pranamaya, Pranamaya Kosha, vital sheath, cannot be the Manomaya Kosha, thoughts, emotions. Cannot be the Vijnanamaya Kosha, rational thinking, the intellect. Cannot be the Anandamaya Kosha, experience of joy or experience of blankness. All the experiences come and go, but I, the witnessing awareness, remain the same and unchanged. Oh. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.